The construction physics piece on solid-state batteries is one of the more thorough explainers I've seen on this topic, and it's generating a lot of comments on HN because it doesn't just describe what these batteries are, it explains why every major automotive company, energy storage company, and consumer electronics maker is chasing the same technology simultaneously.
The fundamental issue is that conventional lithium-ion batteries use a liquid electrolyte, a flammable organic solvent that conducts lithium ions between electrodes. That liquid electrolyte is why your laptop has survived thousands of charge cycles, but also why certain battery packs have caught fire. Solid-state batteries replace that liquid with a solid ceramic or glass or polymer electrolyte, which is non-flammable, more thermally stable, and theoretically allows you to use a lithium metal anode instead of graphite.
That last point is where the energy density argument comes in. Lithium metal anodes have roughly 10 times the theoretical capacity of graphite anodes. If you can actually use them reliably, and that's the engineering challenge that's defeated researchers for 40 years, you get dramatically higher energy density in the same volume and weight. For an electric vehicle, that translates directly to range. For a phone, it means a thinner device or longer battery life. For grid storage, it changes the economics of overnight balancing.
The article does a good job of being honest about where the engineering barriers actually are. The main problem is that when you charge and discharge a lithium metal anode, it tends to grow dendrites, microscopic filaments of lithium that eventually pierce the solid electrolyte and short the cell. This isn't a subtle engineering tweak. It's a fundamental materials science problem that requires controlling what happens at the atomic scale across thousands of charge cycles.
There's also the manufacturing challenge, which the piece addresses, and which I think often gets underweighted in these discussions. Even if you solve the dendrite problem in a lab cell, manufacturing solid-state batteries at automotive scale requires completely different equipment than conventional lithium-ion production. Toyota, Solid Power, QuantumScape, they've all made announcements about solid-state timelines that have subsequently slipped, partly because the manufacturing science is as hard as the materials science.
From a market standpoint, the race matters because whoever cracks this problem first and can manufacture at scale effectively has a technology moat that would be very difficult for competitors to close quickly. That's why you're seeing legacy automakers make direct equity investments in solid-state startups rather than just signing supply agreements. Ford has invested in Solid Power. Toyota is essentially running its own program. Volkswagen went deep on QuantumScape. The strategic logic is that you can't afford to be second on this one.
The HN comment thread reflects genuine expertise from people working in electrochemistry and materials science. There's a recurring thread about sulfide electrolytes versus oxide electrolytes. Sulfides have higher ionic conductivity but react badly with ambient air. Oxides are more stable but harder to manufacture as thin films. It's exactly the kind of nuanced debate that doesn't survive summarization into a press release.
The Mexico EV story ties into this at the edges. Olinia is a Mexican startup trying to build an affordable electric vehicle for the Mexican market, sub-$20,000 price point, local assembly, designed around the specific infrastructure constraints of Mexican cities. It's a genuinely different approach from the Tesla derivatives most of the Western EV market has converged on. The range anxiety problem in Mexico looks different when your average daily commute is shorter and your charging network looks different from California's.
The IEEE Spectrum piece on Olinia is interesting, partly because it's asking whether an emerging market can build its own EV ecosystem rather than just importing one. Brazil did something roughly analogous with ethanol flex vehicles in the 1980s, built a domestic fuel alternative, and designed vehicles around it, partly for energy security reasons. Whether Olinia can achieve that kind of market traction is an open question, but the ambition is structurally different from just selling Chinese EVs in Mexico City.